You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. I want to tell you about the real truth about what we do with facial fillers. And I know most of you have a really good understanding of what a facial filler is and what it can do and what and where you should put it and all those other kinds of things. But over the past few weeks during office hours, and there have been a lot of office hours over the past few weeks because I really believe that everyone is starting to try to come back to life again, and they really want to start looking as great as they can, and they're going out and meeting people. You know what I'm talking about. This is all happening really quickly. And it really dawned on me when a few of the patients that came in were so surprised when I spoke with them about where I could put these special facial fillers and give them the result that they thought they could only achieve with surgery. And that's what led me to really want to talk about this today. So let me start off by saying this. There are so many facial injectable fillers that are on the market in the United States that are FDA approved. And there are so many more in Europe and in other parts of the world that we don't have here. But because I'm part of a teaching organization and because I'm the chief of plastic surgery at the Jefferson Health System, I've, you know, been involved in a lot of trials. I've been involved in a lot of different kinds of understanding about what products are really being touted as being amazing in other parts of the world. So just recently, I was on an advisory panel with Allergan, the company that makes Juvederm. And they were, you know, bringing up some of these new products that they're thinking of bringing to the United States and what they're looking at. And I think what all of you really need to know is that the different fillers are really targeting different parts of the face, but also different depths of the facial skeleton all the way out to the skin. So, you know, when you're thinking about getting something done to make you look more youthful, we as plastic surgeons really try to take a look at that from the standpoint of what's really causing the look that you don't like, and trying to figure out with you how to get that look back with the least amount of effort. And one of the things that, you know, I was able to really determine with a few of these patients over the past few weeks, like I'm mentioning to you, is that placing these different kinds of fillers that have different kinds of densities to them, they have different kinds of smoothness. Some of them have a little bit more of a gritty nature. Some of them are supposed to be placed very, very superficially, meaning very, very close to the skin surface on purpose, because you may be complaining about fine little lines and wrinkles that need a very fine type of injectable filler to go there. However, part of the reason why you're seeing that is because of things that are happening much deeper in the skin, closer to, let's say, your facial skeleton, and that would require a whole nother kind of facial filler product. So today, what I really wanted to go over with you is the concept of a three-dimensional approach to thinking about these facial fillers. The ones that are going closer to your facial skeleton have to be something that can hold up and support the tissues. Because let's face it, as we get older, our skeleton, not only in our legs and our arms and things like that, that become part of that osteoporosis problem, but our facial skeleton starts to get thinner. And with that comes the muscles and the skin and everything else that's draped across the facial skeleton starts to drop off of that facial skeleton. So when we're choosing a facial filler that we want to put deeper, we want this to have some longevity. We want this to have a way of almost resuspending the tissues that are falling off the facial skeleton. And I like to term this kind of a facial filler almost like a malleable thumbtack, where we're literally taking the tissues and placing a product through the skin, but the target of where we're aiming this product, almost like you're targeting or aiming a thumbtack, would be onto the facial skeleton. So the depth of this is very important, and how you're harnessing this depth. How are you actually putting it in and using this product to tack it into position is very, very important. And that's why when you come in to see me, or if you're going to see your plastic surgeon or dermatologist that may do a lot of facial injectables, what you may notice is that they're putting aliquots, small, almost like little thumbtacks, along the cheekbone, along the jawline, to literally cause not only a suspending of the tissues, but you're also giving a little bit more girth, a little bit more substance to what over the course of time is weakening. Now, coming forward from that, coming more to the surface, we can now start looking at what kinds of facial fillers can be placed a little bit more close to the skin surface, but not so close that they're going to cause any lumps or bumps or anything like that. And that's where you can start building some of these nice contours along the cheek and the jawline, even into the area right underneath the lower lip, where a lot of us, all of us, start to see that what we call a submental, which is underneath your chin, or a mental crease developing. So many of you come in and say you never noticed before that you had this hollowing or this crease that's developing right underneath your lip. A lot of that, again, is just coming from structural changes that are happening with the skeleton of the face and the muscles and everything else. But that area can definitely be supported with a different kind of facial filler that, again, isn't going to be as much of a thumbtacking type of a filler. But this one is going to be a little bit more malleable and a little bit more something that I would determine with you to be something that is a little bit more feeling like your cheek. It feels a little bit more like there's a little bit of fatty tissue there. So if you can squeeze your cheek right now and you have good volume there and you have a good squeezable area of some nice firmness, but also softness combination, that's the kind of facial filler that you would want in that location. And you'd also want it, again, building on top of what we just finished talking about, which was the thumbtack. And lastly, that last layer would be the layer where you're really starting to smooth out fine lines, wrinkles, and things like that. Now, a lot of you know that come in to see me, one of the things I like to do is, if you do have a lot of facial wrinkles, we can actually take a very fine instrument called a cannula. Doesn't have any sharp end to it. And we can use this cannula to break up the attachments of the wrinkled skin that's attaching to the muscle. And as we break that up, we can actually layer this very fine facial filler right in that location so that the wrinkles can't connect again. The wrinkles that are just right underneath the skin are starting to form these kind of collagen-like attachments, these little bands. And that's when you smile, sometimes you'll come in and talk about having like an accordion effect along your cheek. That's an animation thing that's happening, but over the course of time, that skin is starting to get adhered to that muscular layer. So if you could break through that very gently, again, not using anything sharp, and then place this very fine filler in that area, you're going to prevent the reattachment, number one. And number two, you can give a very smooth contour to the cheek, and it looks just beautiful. It looks like literally somebody ironed out your cheek. It looks like somebody ironed out that whole area that was starting to bunch up. So thinking through this, when you're looking at your forehead, when you're looking at your neck, when you're looking at other parts of your face, we can develop a treatment plan. Now we've got the tools to literally develop a treatment plan that can be used to not only reshape the face, resculpt the face, but to actually make it look much more smooth and youthful. And that's just by using one type of tool, which is a facial filler. Just imagine if we could superimpose that upon using some Botox-related things, those types of things that we call neuromodulators that'll actually change or soften the way certain muscles crease up, the way certain muscles bunch up. If you could relax those muscles with something like a Botox, think about the beautification that you could have. How about if you had some really deep wrinkles, some acne scars, and then you could superimpose upon all these fillers we just talked about a lasering procedure or a microneedling procedure? That's why I get so excited to talk to you, and that's why this plastic surgery revolution is so incredible, is because what I just finished describing to you was just one little snippet of what's available to all of us now in plastic surgery. I was just talking about fillers, and we could really just go on and on about how great they are and what you could do with them if they're placed properly, if they're not only placed properly, but you're choosing the proper facial filler, and if you're incorporating that with some of these other tools that we have, just imagine what we can do with this stuff. So next time you're going to your plastic surgeon's office, or next time you're, you know, talking about this when you go for an appointment, talk about all the potential exciting things that can be done just with facial fillers injected in different depths, using different kinds of products, and understanding that it could really be done literally all over the face and neck. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.